Senate Republicans stage walkout against Biden's open borders. By Neil Monroe on December 6, 2023. GOP senators walked out of a classified briefing on Ukraine in an unprecedented and very public rejection of the Democrats' support for President Joe Biden's $14 billion plan to import more migrants. Senators also shouted at Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, "Ask your mayor," pointing to migrant issues in NYC, said a Tuesday report by a PBS journalist, adding. At one point a senator said to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, "You need to tell this to the president. You need to make him understand where Republicans are politically and how furious they are about the border." The walkout came a day before the planned Wednesday vote on the $107 billion spending package. The package would fund Israel's counterattack against Hamas and provide $61 billion for Ukraine's stalled war with Russia until after the November election. It would also give $14 billion for Biden's plan to expand, accelerate, and hide his massive inflow of migrants. That inflow is now at a civic replacement level of almost 10,000 migrants per day, or one illegal migrant for every U.S. birth. The GOP's vehement demands for border reform are welcomed by immigration experts who are skeptical about the GOP's willingness to fight their wealthy donors' demands for more wealth-shifting migration. "Maybe it's a Christmas miracle," said Robert Law, the director of the Center for Homeland Security and Immigration at the America First Policy Institute. He added, "Honestly, the number one piece of political advice for Republicans is, you know, don't be the Judas and betray the American people. Continue to insist on border security and hold the line. There is no issue more important to the American people today than securing our southern border, getting the cartels out of the business, out of human trafficking, and, of, smuggling all the fentanyl. That is what the American people want solved. Everything else is secondary." But there is some evidence that the senators are planning to betray the GOP voters once the politicians get some positive pre-election PR for their apparent support of popular border reforms. For example, Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, is one of three GOP senators who is drafting a compromise deal with Democrats. He is now reassuring business groups that a Senate plan will allow Biden to import more workers via the CNHP parole program. The program is importing roughly 360,000 workers a year from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela each year, even though it was not approved by Congress. "It's not even coming up in the talks," Tillis told Semaphore on December 5. "We know we have to have a safety valve." Tillis has a long record of backing laws that would provide employers with endless cheap foreign workers. Related, Mayor Eric Adams heads to Mexico, NYC migrant crisis at breaking point. The CNHP program, and similar programs for other economic migrants, is a golden opportunity for CEOs and donors because it creates an extra supply of workers. Those fresh workers will eagerly and rationally replace Americans who demand higher wages, better treatment, or more investment in high-tech machinery. Critically, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, has done little to curb migration during his career. But he has repeatedly touted funding for Ukraine, in part because he sees it as shaping his post-retirement legacy. "He came through the Cold War era and is a profound believer that this is a moment in history that the United States needs to assert leadership," McConnell's deputy, Senator John Thune, RSD, told Politico in late October. But for now, McConnell says Ukraine will not get any cash until Democrats agree to accept the GOP's border reforms. On Tuesday, he dismissed Schumer's plan to approve the overall funding in a Wednesday vote, saying, "They don't want to deal with border security in the context of the supplemental. We do because we know that will guarantee an outcome because the other parts of supplemental almost all of our members support. We want it to actually happen." Other GOP senators are posting remarkably determined statements. Related, Brownsville, Texas drone footage reveals large migrant camp at U.S.-Mexico border. Dems want $106 billion, and GOP wants a closed border. "That's the trade," said a December 5 tweet by Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, who has formerly called for the government to supply companies with more workers instead of allowing Americans to compete for higher wages. He added, "But clueless Dems want to negotiate the border bill. Not going to happen. Is an open border more important to Dems than Ukraine and Israel? There's a misunderstanding on the part of Sen. Schumer and some of our Democratic friends, Senator John Cornyn, RTX, told NBC News. He continued. This is not a traditional negotiation, where we expect to come up with a bipartisan compromise on the border. This is a price that has to be paid in order to get the supplemental. But Democrats are threatening to block funding for Ukraine if the GOP insists on a reform. Schumer and other pro-migration Democrats say the GOP's disagreement will damage worldwide democracy and prompt Russian invasions. On Tuesday, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin reportedly threatened the House GOP with multiple Russian invasions. If Vladimir Putin takes over Ukraine, he'll get Moldova, Georgia. Then maybe the Baltics, House Foreign Affairs Chairman Michael McCaul, RTX, told TheMessenger.com. Biden's huge inflow and the resulting economic harm are damaging poll numbers for many Democratic incumbents. Related, NYC Mayor Eric Adams, migrant crisis will destroy city. Some Democrats want to make a deal, according to a report by the Associated Press. There is a fundamental shift in the Democratic Party on immigration that has happened within the past 6 months, as the number of migrants in those cities has swelled, said Muzaffar Chishti, a senior fellow and director of the Migration Policy Institute office at New York University's Law School. Before, Democrats would bristle at any potential discussion over the border, particularly following Trump. But Chishti added, that's no longer true. Their backs don't go up when they see someone saying we want to make some changes in the policies at the border. But the Democrats are being pushed away from a compromise by pro-migration senators, donors, and the vast network of investor-funded groups that claim to speak for migrants. The GOP senator's pro-American stance is being cheered on by House members. From the House, where the GOP has already passed its moderate and popular H.R. 2 border stabilization bill, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, rebuked a White House demand for the money. What is happening at the border is nothing short of a catastrophe, he wrote, adding. On an almost daily basis now, news reports document how vulnerable American citizens are being forced to take a backseat to illegal aliens. For example, New York City has converted public school facilities into shelters to house illegal aliens, potentially subjecting residents to danger from unvetted persons. Elderly Americans, including at least one veteran, have been evicted from their nursing homes to house migrants. From 2019 to 2022, the number of fentanyl deaths in the U.S. has more than doubled, rising from 36,359 in 2019 to 73,654 in 2022. Encouraged by the open border, vulnerable migrants from many countries around the world have made a treacherous journey to cross into our country illegally. And countless women and children have been physically abused and sexually assaulted along the way. The open U.S. border is an unconscionable and unsustainable catastrophe, and we have a moral responsibility to insist this madness stops immediately, Johnson said. GOP senators need to check their Senate snobbery at the door and unite behind the only proposal that will actually secure the border, and that's H.R. 2, said a policy expert working with Senate Republican offices. When a chamber controlled by your party has already passed the strongest border security bill in American history, why even form a working group? The expert asked. Republicans have a shovel-ready solution, so don't water it down.